Craig, good morning to you. Welcome to the show. All set in preparation for a different Easter for the city.
Yeah, it's a little bit different this year. We won't be having the Easter parade, unfortunately, and won't be as much activity in Roslyn Park, but there are lots and lots of other traditional Easter activities on the go, from wood turning to art displays to the book fair to the Central Deborah Gold Mines running a special event over the whole Easter period. There'll be carnival rides up at Tom Flood Sports Centre. So lots and lots of activities, Robbo. So encourage the community to come out and really enjoy those activities. You do need to book. Again, we've been saying that for a little while, but you do need to book online for a time at those activities. So please jump online and have a good look at the Bendigo Tourism website.
Yeah. Something pretty important is the bin collection. It's changing, of course.
Always an important one, Steve. So tomorrow, Good Friday, there won't be a bin collection, and this affects me, in fact. So the bins will be collected on Saturday morning instead of Friday morning. So put your bins out Friday night for Saturday morning. All other collections, so Monday will be normal. So if you're a normal Monday morning collection, put your bins out Sunday night, and that'll be normal for the weekend, for this weekend.
Ah, beautiful. Okay. I've got to fess up, but I can't find one single note that the magnificent Jenny Watt sends through to me each week. So it's sort of going to have to be led by you a little bit. Steve, have you got them, have you?
Yeah, I've got them.
Oh, have you? Well, yeah. Work away. I'll leave you boys to it.
Work to your right hand. Yeah.
There's Mary Quant mural is up in the piazza. What's that about?
Yeah, so I think we did mention this a week or so ago too, that there's been some artwork done in the where the Christmas tree normally is each year, where Marilyn Monroe statue was a few years ago.
How can we forget?
Absolutely. So some local artists from Art Show Station have done some great on-ground artwork, lots of colours and patterns, which is really pays homage to Mary Quant's style of design. So it's a really great sort of photo opportunity for people that are coming through, walking through the city and heading up to the art gallery. Mary Quant exhibition is open now, and it's going to be open until July 11. I expect there'll be a lot of activity through the art gallery this weekend, as lots of visitors will be coming to Bendigo to visit lots of our attractions. But make sure you take the opportunity early to go and visit that exhibition, because it's a fantastic one. It was one of the highest attended exhibitions in the V&A Museum in London. So there'll be lots of people wanting to see this one, so make sure you take the opportunity early.
Yeah. Now, I'm back, by the way. I've found the notes. Yes. Thank you. Yes. Good on you, Jenny. Thank you. Now, the circular economy. So I've been actually using one of these circular economies for some time now. If you look at my economics, if they go in any smaller circular circles, you know where they're going to disappear. But
there'll be a dot.
Indeed. So seeking community thoughts on the circular economy.
Yeah, so a lot of people might not understand what we refer to as circular economy, and it's really a phrase that describes the production of goods, the use of goods, and then the disposal of what's left over, and making sure that there's no waste coming out of that whole production cycle. So we all use lots of materials, we buy lots of things, whether it's food, whether it's packaging. And we want to make sure that there's a really clear process where we can separate all of the good things that we need, can reuse again. We can take all of our organics out of the system, which we try and do through the waste collection system today, and reuse that, and minimise anything that might end up in a landfill, because our landfill at Eagle Hawk's going to expire one day in the next few years, and other landfills will become more difficult to access. So we want to make sure that we've got the least amount of material looking for a home, effectively. So we've got some great things happening around the use of tyres, plastics and glass in roads and footpaths. Some great work by companies about reusing plastics for furniture and the like, outdoor furniture. We're asking the community for their thoughts and their ideas about what else we can do as a city, as a community, as business, to increase our effort and increase the outcome of minimising what goes to the landfill. So there's a survey online. Probably the best way to get there is to go onto the City of Greater Bendigo website, look in our media area. You'll see a press release that indicates what I've just been talking about, and there'll be a hot link there that says takes you to a Survey Monkey which is about City of Greater Bendigo circular economy, and that will help people enter that, and we'd love to hear lots of feedback from the community about it.
Yep, sure. And before we leave us, we're just about out of time, but exciting news too. We spoke to Keith Flood from the Infrastructure Department a little earlier about the proposed tunnel going sort of under, well, from north to south, south to north. Because I tell you what, certainly in the last year or two, you can see just the amount of traffic, particularly in and out of the city on the main bypasses, are just getting very, very busy.
Absolutely. Population has now reached 120,000. We'll go to 200,000 by 2050. So this is a really important project. The mining licence under Bendigo has been revoked as well, so there's there's space under the city, and the tunnels effectively go south to north, which is a great attribute to be able to work with. Every time we look at building new road infrastructure, we're actually either impacting on residential areas that are already built, or we're having to then look further out and we're into forested areas, which is sort of the no-go zone as well. So thinking about going under the city and creating that link for people that are moving through the city is a fantastic option to really look hard at. And so we're really delighted that the Department of Infrastructure are looking seriously at it, Robbo.
Yeah, no, good stuff indeed, mate. Exciting times. Hey, Craig, have a lovely Easter, and look forward to hearing from you next week. It won't be me, because I may have mentioned just once or twice I'm on holidays, but...
who approved that?
Nothing Robbo does is approved.
No, that's true. Oh, dear. Have a good one, Craig. Talk to you next
week. Will do. You too. Have a great break. Thanks.
Craig Neiman from the City of Greater Bendigo on the Wake Up Call, Gold Centre of Victoria.